This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Roughly a dozen Democratic bills to enact stricter gun laws are currently moving through the State House, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Under one proposal, gun dealers would be required to get a state permit or face a fine of up to $250,000. The state could revoke a license if a seller is convicted of trafficking firearms or transferring a gun to someone who isn't allowed to have one. Democratic Representative Andrew Basenecker is the main sponsor.
And if that means that firearms don't end up in the hands of someone who intends to harm themselves or somebody else, I think that is a noble goal.
Republicans oppose the bill. There are 2 weeks left in the legislative session when it can be debated and amended. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The number of people in their 20s and 30s who get colon and rectal cancer is expected to increase 90% by the end of the decade. Colorado Representative Dr. Yadira Caraveo is sponsoring a bill in Congress to encourage early screening.
Unfortunately, my uncle had died of colon cancer. You know, and he's, I think, the kind of person that we typically think of colon cancer affecting. He was in his late 70s when he was diagnosed. But then I started to read how colon cancer was being diagnosed at earlier and earlier ages, which even as a doctor was surprising to me.
The bill would also fund programs to increase awareness and education about colorectal cancer. This is CPR News. It's pretty sunny and warm on the Front Range and the Western Slope. Mountain communities may see rain or snow tomorrow. It's 6:06.